Capital Computers had 13.67 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and also in VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles. Sorry, what was that again?
Yes, we'd like to continue to keep making these announcements so that all concerned know exactly what's happening out here on the Mevo 2. In case you've just joined us, and in case you might be able to help us, approximately 1 hour ago, the Mevo 2 was surrounded by a rather large tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, along with a launch, the Viking, registered in Panama and also owned, both of them owned by Mr. Herrmann, who is on board the ship. Along with him was Mr. Mundes, who I believe many of our readers, our listeners in Holland, have been well acquainted with the situation that's been going on over the past week. So, about an hour ago, the launch left the Mevo 2 after Mr. Mundes talked to our captain. The captain has told them that they are not allowed on the ship. This is international waters, and any act that might take place outside the territorial limit is an act of piracy. And now the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, owned by Mr. Herrmann, is now approaching Mevo 2 with approximately 20 men on board, rather large, I might add, and they appear that they're going to attempt to cut the anchor chain on the Mevo 2. We have 6 sailors on this boat, we have 7 disc jockeys, and it doesn't look like we have the size nor the numbers to take care of ourselves. So consequently, we ask anyone and everyone in the Scheveningen area, in The Hague, because that's the closest point for land here, to come out to the Mevo 2 as soon as possible if they're willing to aid in our fight against this act of piracy from Mr. Mundes and Mr. Herrmann.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl Mitchell. We'll be listening to some jazz records for the moment, so we can interrupt them at any time with the latest developments out here on the Mevo 2. Our position at the moment is 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north, 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. So if you want to come out, you know exactly where we are, and we would be very grateful for anybody and everybody to come out and help in our fight for radio.
Well, I suppose you could say we're disc jockeys. They're not gangsters or hoodlums, and we have to sort of walk around and carry guns and knives to protect ourselves, because we don't expect things like this to happen in the modern world of 1970, especially piracy at sea. But this appears to be what's going on right now, the attempt of the people on board the tug Husky in an attempt to cut the anchor chain from the Mevo 2 and take us into shore. Michael? Mark, sorry.
Yeah, well, our tug is now alongside our tug, not their tug, yes. Our tug, is now alongside with a representative of our company. And he'd like to thank everybody who has phoned in, and you may be delighted to know that he managed to jam our lines to our head office. So thanks everybody who has helped us by phoning in. But now, as far as we're concerned, the thing is now under control, we hope. And things are being sorted out now. We'll let you know further news as it gets, as it happens. Okay?
I think that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Mark Wesley. Radio North Sea extends their greetings and thanks, many, many thanks to everyone who phoned in our Zurich office and phoned in to our office in Scheveningen. However, we would appreciate that you now cease calling, because of the fact that the telephone exchanges, this is most interesting, in both Zurich and in Scheveningen have broken down due to the large volume of telephone calls. So once again, we thank each and every one of you who took the time, and quite possibly a considerable amount of money if you've called from a long distance, to phone our offices and tell them of what the situation was out here on the Mevo 2, and still is, however. We thank you ever so much. However, please do not place any more telephone calls, as this will only harm the two exchanges in Zurich and in Scheveningen. And we stand by for a word from the Managing Director of Radio North Sea International.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience today that you've had, but unfortunately we've had problems out here, and I'm glad the disc jockeys have done their part in keeping you informed, and that's what R&I plans to do, is keep you informed of everything that goes on out here. I am out here right now with the owner of Radio North Sea International from Mevo Limited in Zurich, Switzerland, and we hope we don't have too many problems. At the moment, the ships have pulled off, but we are sure, as they have told us, that they are coming back. They have brought a child and a woman on one of the ships to kind of deter us from doing anything to them, although it is our intention, as the owner of the station has said to the captain of the trip that brought us out here, only the agent from the shipping company in Holland, myself, and the owner, Mr. Erwin Meister, has come out to the Mevo. Many people wanted to come out to help us. We told them they could not come on our ship. We are not interested in any fights. We are not interested in any deaths at sea. This station is not around to make trouble. This station is around to provide you with musical entertainment. Mr. Mundes has no right to take this ship. There has never been a contract signed with him. There is no agreements between him and Radio North Sea International. This I can assure our listeners implicitly that there is no agreement and there is no reason for this action whatsoever. We are very sorry for all this trouble. We are very sorry to interrupt music like this, but you can understand our involved situation out here. We will protect the Mebo 2 to the utmost. We will not leave this ship. We are prepared for them, although we do not want a fight. We do not want any deaths or anybody hurt at all. It went so far as to tell them when they planned to put water on the transmitter, the disc jockeys, just by thinking of the people on the ship and not thinking of themselves, told them not to put water on the transmitter because it would kill everybody on the tugboat. This we did not have to do, but we did it because we are a music station. We are not around to injure or endanger any lives whatsoever. So please stay tuned. If you wish to help, we want it. But meanwhile, stay with us.
Thank you very much. Larry Tremaine, the managing director of Radio North Sea International.